This year was made available the Ili Nishmas, Zev Burech ben Shmiel, and Feige Bas Amon Yeshaya. Tahay Nishmusam Tzrira B'Tzroir HaChaim.
The Dalet Amed Beis, in the middle of the Amed, Iboy Elohu Hamas Kedayas. Iboy Elohu, he asked the following question. Hamas Kedayas Lahaber, because Kazbodu, if he rents out a house to someone with the impression that he was already bought up with the Dikas Chobetz, because any house that's rented out to you after the night of Vedikas Chametz is supposed to be a Cheskes Bodu, even though you didn't state it explicitly. And this guy was not Bodu, so now you have to make Vedikas Chametz. You didn't make Vedikas Chametz the night of the 14th, you have to make it in a day, Erev Pesach. You didn't make it Erev Pesach, you have to make it during Pesach. So the question is, what's the din? Is it considered like purchasing something by error, a transaction with error, and therefore the tenant, if he wants to get back out, even though he's obligated because he paid money already, he can back out and says, give me back my money because you sold me something that was not right. You gave me a tenancy of a house that was supposed to be bodic and wasn't bodic. Although, or maybe not. Maybe it's not called a transaction of error. Maybe the fact that it was not big as Hamas does not make it a transaction of error. Now he'll explain more the two sides of the question soon. Torah Shema. Don't Rabbi. This Torah Shema, it's not like ordinarily a toshma where you bring your proof from Abishna or Baraisa. It's a toshma, an answer. Abai answered on this question. Lo mi boye, you don't have to say, not necessary to say, be asre de lo yahavi aga, in a place where they don't pay money you bought the biggest hummus, in a place where people make the biggest hummus themselves, or they get somebody else to do it, and nobody is paid for it. So it's surely not a mekatois. Because there's no money involved. Nobody gives money for Vedikas Chometz. So he didn't lose money by the fact that it wasn't bodik. But then because a man is more satisfied to fulfill a mitzvah with his own body. And even though he expected when he rented it that the previous landlord had alone made the biggest hummus, but now that he finds out he has to do it himself, he's quite satisfied, because it's a mitzvah. And the fact that he has to go through the tircha, the trouble of doing it, doesn't cause him to feel that he was cheated and make out toys, but people are happy to do a mitzvah. So in that case, where people don't pay money for the biggest hummus, there's no question at all, it's not a make out toys. But even in a place where they have the custom of giving money to somebody, agam is pay for Bdikas Chometz, they hire people to make Bdikas Chometz. That's the custom in that place. So therefore now they'll have to hire somebody because it means now a loss of money to him, therefore it should be called a Mekar Toyes. We say no. Then the Halei Neshaman is satisfied the Kayumi Mitzvah, be more money to fulfill the mitzvah with his own money, even though the previous tenant, the landlord, should have paid the money for Vedikas Chometz, and now this tenant is going to pay from his own pocket, is also satisfied. That's how Jews are. They're happy to do mitzvahs, and even though the mitzvah will cost him something, he's satisfied that it's his money that's doing the mitzvah, and not the previous man's money. There was not called a Mekar Toyes if he discovered the house was not bothered, say that. So even though the tenant is now complaining and he wants to back out, so he says only an excuse because he found a better house. Actually, he really doesn't consider that a transaction by error. Because people are satisfied to do a mitzvah even with their own money. Rather, than having somebody else pay for it. And the fact that the tenant now is complaining and says, it's only an excuse because you found a better house. So now what we learn there is a Mishnah further. We can eat the first 5 hours of the day chametz. We're soyofin b'tchila sheis, and we burn on the beginning of the sixth hour. Now remember, the day has 12 hours always, no matter whether it's a long or a short day. The hours are long or short depending on the size of the day. So from the middle of the day, that means the beginning of the seventh hour, chometz is osur min ha-toyra. Only the sixth hour, that's 1 hour before the seventh, before the middle of the day, chometz already is osur min ha-rabbana. This everybody agrees. Here the machlekes says, what about the fifth hour? The fifth hour, we'll soon see, there are two opinions. Now, Amir said you can eat chometz all 5 hours, but you have to burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. For the sixth hour is 1 hour before the middle of the day, the chachamim were misaken, 1 hour for our harchoka, to keep people away from the aveira. That 1 hour is like a buffer between the hetzer and the isa. Rabbi Yehuda Eimei Oichlin Kol Abba, you can eat chametz only 4 hours Erev Pesach. We are Tolin Kol Chomesh, and we suspend it the fifth hour. What do you mean we suspend it? We cannot eat, but we can have Hanoya from it. We can feed our behemoth chametz. It's a midway status. It's not fully osa and not fully muta. It's muta b'hanoya, osa b'achila. We serve him with chila shesh, and we burn the chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour, just like Rabbi Meir says. I said that inside first. The kule almo miho, everybody at least hold, put in the word hold. The kule almo miho, everybody at least they hold. Chometz mi sheisho salamayla osa. Chometz after the sixth hour is osa min ha-toyra. Is everybody agree? In the sixth hour, osa min ha-rabbana. Everybody agrees. After the sixth hour, osa min ha-toyra. I mean, all of them, where do we know that? I mean, where is the remez in the Torah? Omar Abaye, Terei, Kroi, Ksivet. They've written two psukim about this subject. Ksivet's written, Shivas Yomim, Soya lo yemosi bivotechem. 7 days, there shouldn't be found any soya, any chometz in your houses. Oksivas written another pasuk, Ach bayom harishon tashbisu sor mivatechem. But on the first day, you have to destroy chametz from your houses. Now that means, on the first day of Pesach, so that means the part of the first day you still had some chametz, but on the first day you destroy it. But that's a contradiction to the first pasuk which says, all 7 days you shouldn't have any chametz. Again, the first pasuk said, that 7 days means full 7 days should not be on your chametz. The next pasuk says, on the first day you destroy chametz from your house. So it means part of the day you had chametz, then you went and destroyed it. So it's not full 7 days, no chametz in your house. Okay, so how can that be? The two psukim shouldn't contradict each other. It means the first day means the day of Erev Pesach. The first day does not mean the first day of Pesach. But Yom HaRish means the first day, the day before Pesach. L'Rabbis Arbos L'Biyah, to add the 14th day of Nisan, the day before Pesach, to the mitzvah of Biyah. So therefore, if you destroy chametz on that first day, means the day before Pesach, so you have 7 days, no chametz, say that. Prag the Gemara, who tells you? Yom HaRish means the day before Pesach. Ema, let's say, La Rabbis Lele Hamisha Oselabia. The night of the 15th, when Pesach is entering, that's when you have to destroy the chametz. So when the night comes in, just at that time the chametz is destroyed, and you won't have any chametz all 7 days. But who says during the day of Erev Pesach to destroy the Chametz again. Emel and say, La Rabbis Lele Hamish Hosilabir, that the night when the 15th is coming in, when Pesach officially is coming in, just there, a minute before, you have to destroy the Chametz. Because the Sal Gedat, so why do you have to have a blessing to tell us that? The Sal Gedat, I mean, it would enter the mind to say, Yomim Sid, it says 7 days you shouldn't have any Chametz in your house. I would say, Yomim, 8 days, yes, Laylas, nights we don't care. So the first night, I might think you can have Chametz all night, until the day comes in the morning. That's how I will learn 7 days, starting with the daytime. Mash Balon, he says, no, Bayem Arishan, just as it begins, so the first day, that means the night time, when it begins, it should already be without Chametz. L'Rabbis Leilas, Afilo Leilas. But who says it means in the middle of the 14th day? Maybe it means it's the end of the 14th day, so the night, where the 15th begins, should be free of Chametz. Again, without Ach Bayem Arishan, I would have said that only daytime we're worried about Chametz. Shivas Yomim. So in the morning, Pesach morning, then we have to see there's no Chametz. But the nighttime can have Chametz all night. That's why it says, Bayom HaRishon, beginning of the first day, which is the night before, comes to add. Then you have to get rid of the Chametz. Who says before that, during the daytime? But you have a proof of that, say that. And so the Gemara, Ahu, that, lo istihle, is not necessary. It means, it's not necessary to have Arbaim Arishan to tell us that the nighttime has to be free of Chametz. We know already without Arbaim Arishan that the nighttime is included in the 7 days of Pesach, of Tashbish Usayah. Again, without Arbaim Arishan, I would know that the nighttime has to be like the daytime without Chametz. And therefore, Arbaim Arishan comes to say Erev Pesach during the daytime. Because it's compared in the Torah, getting rid of the Chametz, with the mitzvah of eating Chametz. We'll soon see. The achilas Chametz, the mitzvah of getting rid of the Chametz is compared to the issue of eating Chametz. The achilas Chametz, the achilas Matzah, and the issue of eating Chametz is compared to the mitzvah of matzah. Now once more. We'll soon see what he means, but first get what he's saying. The command to get rid of the soya as chametz is compared to the issa of eating chametz. And the issa of eating chametz is compared to the issa, to the mitzvah of eating matzah, as follows. Hashbosa soya is compared to achilas chametz of seed. Shivas yomim soya lo yimosi boteichem. Then it says, ki chol oichol machmetzes. Eat chametz is chayav koras. So in this pasuk, it lumps together the mitzvah of getting rid of the se'oyah, lo yimosi boteichem, with the issa of eating chametz. Now, v'achilas chametz and issa of eating chametz is lumped together compared to achilas matzah, the mitzvah of matzah. D'chsiv, kol machmetzes lo sochelu b'chol moshu seichem techlu matzahs. So this pasuk, they lump together isa of eating chametz with the mitzvah of eating matzah. Now, when the mitzvah of eating matzah, see baby matzah, but erev techel matzahs. So we see that the mitzvah of matzah is by erev evening. So therefore, those that are compared to it also start in the evening, which means the isa of eating chametz begins in the evening, and the mitzvah of hashbosa ser begins in the evening. So therefore, I don't need any pasuk to tell us that the begins in the morning and not in the, I would think it begins in the morning, not in the evening. Therefore, I need Arbaim Arishan. See, but it begins in the evening. But without Arbaim Arishan, I would know it begins in the evening. Because of these Hakeshim. Again, what are you saying? Arbaim Arishan does not come for the daytime. It comes for the nighttime. I would think the nighttime you can have Chametz. So Arbaim Arishan has to say, no, we don't need Arbaim Arishan for that. But we know by ourselves that you couldn't have Chametz in the nighttime. But the command to get rid of chametz is compared to the issur eating chametz. And the issur eating chametz is compared to the mitzvah of eating of matzah. And eating matzah is at nighttime, therefore it follows that issur eating chametz is at nighttime, beginning of night, And also the chiyuv of getting rid of chametz also begins at night. So therefore we don't need arbeit rishon to say it begins at night. So what do they need it for? They begin during the daytime, before the night. Say that. Once more, if I didn't have the pasuk, I did not have the pasuk arbeit rishon, I would have made this hekeshim, comparing hashbasa seyot to Israel eating chametz. Eating chametz, I would compare them, Mr. Eating Matz, and I would have known that it begins all at night time. But now that I have Arba Yom HaRishon, it comes to add to what the Hekesh would have told us, that not only at night time, but even at daytime, you have to get rid of the chametz. And therefore, the Hekesh doesn't stand anymore. Once we have Arba Yom HaRishon, we don't use that Hekesh anymore. Without Arba Yom HaRishon, the Hekesh would have told us it begins at night. Everything begins at night. Hashbasa said, but now we have Arba Yom HaRishon, it comes to add to what we would have known from the Hekesh. So it comes to add that at the mashpish the seyah by day already. So therefore we don't use the Hekesh anymore to say it begins at night. Talk that over. Since you build one on top of the other, you have a Hekesh to tell us that it begins the night before, that means the night of the 15th. And the art comes to add to what the Hekesh would tell us. Even by day, you're already mechuyev. But who says art means by day? Maybe art means to add the night before. That means the night of the 14th. Why say it begins in the middle of the day, the 14th? Eimel Arabis Leil Yudalad the Beyot, the night of the 14th. That's when you have to start to get rid of the chametz. Nidareise. The night of Bikkur Chametz. Let's say that's when Minateret came up to get rid of the chametz. What are you telling me? Minateret. You have to get rid of the chametz only in the middle of the 14th day. Let's say, Ach comes to say, the night before the night of the 15th. It means the night of the 14th. And for more by Yom, she says by Yom, by day. How by Yom, Arishan? Since it says Yom, Yom comes to say daytime. So if you're going to proceed to make the Brikas Chametz before, the Bir Chametz, the Hashbosas Chametz, before the night of the 15th, which Ach comes to say, has to be during the day before the night of the 15th, the day of the 14th, not the night of the 14th. For I'm going to aim at that same Mitzafet, every day, so why in the middle of the day? Let's say in the morning, as soon as the day breaks, that's when you have to start, make sure you got rid of the Chametz. And for the Gemara, Ach, Cholak, Ach, in a special way. It could have said, Bayer Marishan, Tashbisa. It would have meant, in the morning of the 14th, as soon as the morning comes, you have to get rid of the chametz. But since it, Ach comes to limit that, it means not a full day of the 14th in the morning. So how do you limit it? You don't limit in any other way than breaking it in half. That's the best way to limit things. Break it in half. So half, the first half of the day, may not tell you, don't have to get rid of the chametz. And the second half of the day, have to get rid of the chametz. So once more, you have a hekesh that compares hashbos aser to Yisrach Hilas chametz. Yisrach Hilas chametz compared to mitzvah eating matzah, which means the night before, the night of the 15th. And then, Bayom HaRishon comes to add, no, before the night of the 15th. Now, what does Ach come to say? Not the whole day before, but in the middle of the day before, say that. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tani learns a different source that it means the day before, Pesach. Before we learn, since we have a Hekish of Hashbos HaSeir to Yisrach HaChometz, Yisrach HaChometz is a mitzvah of Matzah, so we note that the nighttime already a Chayv in Hashbos HaSeir. And Arba Yom HaRishon means the day before. Erev Pesach. On the Erev Pesach, that's where I had to get rid of the chametz. But the Rebbe Shmuel has a different pasuk to show that means the day before Pesach. Without the Hekesh. Motzini we find Yudal HaShenikarish, the 14th day is called Rishon elsewhere. So we say here, the Yom HaRishon here also means the 14th day. Shenema Bo Rishon Ve'arbo Sol HaChedesh, when he's talking about the Korban Pesach. He calls it Bo Rishon. First of what? It means The day before Pesach is called the first. That's the day when you shech the kol in Pesach. So therefore, Arba Yom HaRishon Tashbishu Seir refers to this Rishon of Erev Pesach. Say that. The note, a valid objection that Rabbi Shamula brings up, but Rishon means in the first month. But Rabbi Shmuel learns that since it's already mentioned, we know they're talking about the month, first month. So why repeat now Barishan? So this Barishan here is a tip-off, it's a hint that this day is called Rishan in other respects too. And therefore it's called Rishan, it comes by Yom Rishan Tashbisha. Say that. Rav Nachman by Yisrael, he comes along with another idea. Rishon, the Mikora Mashma, Rishon sometimes means before, not first only, sometimes means before. Means a person, the Amar Christ says, Ha Rishon Odom Tivolet, or you're born before Odom, so are you so wise that you are born before Odom Rishon? Yeah, it means before. So we see Rishon sometimes means first, in the sense of being before, not the first man, you're before Odom. So therefore, according to him, you can say, Arba Yom HaRishon, on the day before Pesach. Tashbishu Seir. Now, of course, they'll all need the Acholak, to say it's in the middle of the day, otherwise you can ask, maybe it means the beginning of the day. So they all need the Acholak. Or later when I find another Sfarah, we need some other lemur to tell us it's the middle of the day. But the Beir of Yishmael and of Nachum HaYisra only coming to say, Sfarah, why it means the day before Pesach. Shmuel says, Barishan Barba Osa, and Abnahama Yisrael says, Barishan Odom Tivolet. It means the day before Pesach. Ragmel Amath, if so, it's talking about the Lulav. Or the Kachtan Lachem Bayem Arishan, or Hanami, or you say there also Rishan Bikora Mashme? It means the day before Sukkot, you start with the Lulav? Now actually, it's only Akasha, how do you know that this Rishon and Pesach means the day before? Rav Nachman is saying a sensible thing. But your Rishon could mean, and it does mean the day before. But the question is, how do I know in this case it means the day before? Maybe in this case it means only the same meaning of the first day, in the Yom Tov itself. How do I mean the day before? That's a swear. But your Rishon could mean the day before, but how do you know that means that in this case? Look at the case of the Lulav. There certainly does not mean the day before. And for the Moshanas, it's different with Lulav, the sea. Usmachtem v'nei Hashem v'kechem shivas yomim. So it's comparing the first to the seventh. It means the first of the 7 days. In the same pasuk. You take the Lulav of the first day and you rejoice 7 days. So it's common sense that it's talking about the same number of days, the first or the seventh. Ma shvi shvi lachag, afrishon rishon lachag. But here, it's arba yom rishon tashbishu seir, but there is a pasuk by itself. And there, that pasuk by itself, we have a right to say it means the day before Pesach. First day. Gemara, Hachanami, Ksiv, by arba yom rishon, it's also not a pasuk by itself. It says arba yom rishon tashbishu seir, but shiva shiyam, in the same pasuk, maser tzachelo. So let's say these 7 days are the same as the first day, meaning of the 7 days. Now this kash actually is not a very strong kash. Only Gemara wants to be strict and not give any leniency. Now Rabbi Yitzchak is telling us, he says, well, lekachtem lachem b'yom harishon malulav, usmachtem, you should rejoice before Hashem 7 days, because in the Beis HaMikdash, lulav is midaraisa 7 days. So the smachtem 7 days is with the lulav. So therefore, it's swore that the Yom HaRishon is the first of the 7 days. You take the lulav of the first day and rejoice all 7 days with the lulav with the Hashem. But in the case of Chometz, it says like this, Arba Yom HaRishon Tashbishu Seir Mibateichem, it's talking about Hashbasa Seir. Then it says Shivas Yomim, Masas Tochelot, two different subjects. So therefore, who said that Yemarish and Tashbisut is the first of the 7 days of eating matzahs. Not necessarily so. So the truth is, Chachnach Ba'Yitzchak is still right. Only the Gemara doesn't want to accept that, because we can still be stubborn and say, if it's 7 days, matzah is tochelu, so maybe the Yom Rishon means the first of these 7 days. Talk that over. So the Gemara is insisting, since you have in that pasuk, the Yom Rishon Tashbisu, and Shiva Shami should eat matzahs, maybe it means the first of these 7 days I mentioned in the same pasuk. In case, if Tashbisu Seir comes to say the night time, that would be the pashtus of the pasuk, why does it say Rishon? It should say Rishon. Why does it say Horishon? Lomeli, Shmami, Lodikam. Horishon comes to emphasize. Horishon means the day before. Like you said before, Horishon, Odom Tivoli. Again. In Kate, the question is, how do you know that the first day that's mentioned by Tashbisa Ser means the day before? Maybe it means the first of the 7 days of Pesach. In Kate, Nichte Korishon. Arba Yom Rishon. The first of the 7 days. Horishon. Why is there a Hey Horishon? It comes to emphasize not the first of the 7 days, but the day before the 7 days. Shmami no, the Kedama, like we said it before, Horishon means the day before the 7 days. Fegma Hori of Sok, Osem Nami, by Lulev, Horishon Lomeli. What does he come to say? Surely it won't say it means the day before Sukkot? As a kasha, it's up to here. If you say the hay of Horishon, it would emphasize is the day before. Also, Nami by Lula of Horishon, why is the hay there? Sure, they don't take the Lula the day before Sukkot. But soon another kasha, also they're deceived. But it's talking about Pesach, about keeping Yontif Pesach, not working on Pesach. See, by Yom Horishon Shabbos, you should rest. Or by Yom Shmini Shabbos. No, that's on Sukkot. Yom Rishon Shabbos, Sukkot. Yom Shmini Shabbos. We're talking about resting, the first day of Sukkot and the last day of Sukkot. So, Eimer will say Rishon Mikorah Mashma. Will you say the whole Rishon means the day before? And through Hashanah, it's different there. Domarko, or by Yom Shmini Shabbos. So you're saying the first day is Shabbos and the eighth day is Shabbos. Exactly the same expression is used for the first and the eighth. So we identify them that they're together. Ma shmini shmini lechag, afrishin rishin lechag. So therefore there, it's certain that the Yom HaRishon of Sukkot, Shabbosim, means Sukkot itself, not the day before, but Yom HaShmini Shabbosim means the last day. So the kasha remains HaRishon Lomeli, so why the hay of HaRishon then? We need it for it. The Mutir Chela Sholmeyet. Sholmeyet, there's no din of Isa Melachim. Pregnum Chela Sholmeyet, Merishn Shmini Nafke. You don't need a hay? It says Rishn Shmini. These are Shabbos. We understand that the days in between are not Shabbos. So we need the hay before. And for my Itza, we need the hay. So I'll get out of it. But enter the mind to say, Hail the Kosar Ahmad Ubayer Mashmini. So therefore, U is adding to the days before. Vov Mesif Alvinia Rishon is adding to the previous days. Now Filu Bechela Shomayet also Kamash Belon the Hey of Horishon emphasize no. Only Horishon is the day also to work. After the Rishon is put to do work, it's inside. Should not write the Vov. Not the Vav and not the Hey. The Vav of Ubayir Yashmini would mislead us. And to think Cholomed is also included in Isra Malachit. And that's why he did the Hey of Horishon emphasize that not. Let him omit the Vav of Bayir Yashmini. So he wouldn't need the Hey of Horishon. So we come back now to the Kasha get. What's the Hey of Horishon come to say? If you say Horishon, it's emphasized. What is emphasizing here? Just like you say the Horishon of Pesach, Tashbisu, comes to say Erev Pesach, and here, what does it come to emphasize? Doesn't mean Erev Pesach, Erev Sukkot, you start working. So what does it mean to hey? When I emphasize that on Sukkot, not Cholomayet. But what do you need it for? Only because there was a Vav Obeyer Mashmini, which must mislead us, and to think that you can't work Chalamed. So skip the Vav Obeyer Mashmini, and you wouldn't need the Hevelish. So another Kash, the Hossam Ksiv, by Pesach has written, Obeyer Marish and Mikro Kedesh, ye love him. Rishin, the Mikro Mashmini, we say the Hey means that before Pesach, the day before Pesach, you have to stop working, it's a Mikro Kedesh. So we see something is wrong with the entire business. So the question now is as follows. We find, besides the horishon of Tashbisa, which you say means Erev Pesach, you have three more horishons we can't explain. The horishon of taking the lulav, it surely doesn't mean Erev Sukkot. And the horishon, the first day of Sukkot, you have to stop work. It doesn't mean you stop work Erev Sukkot. And the horishon, the first day of Pesach, you stop work. Doesn't mean you stop work Erev Pesach. So we're left now with the question, what are these three horishons come for? We need them for another purpose. This will leave for next time. Why do they need the three Rishons? So again now. The Horishon Arbayim Horishon Tashbishu comes to say the day before Pesach. Like I said before, Horishon means the day before. And the three Horishons of the taking the Lulav and the first day of Sukkot, you can't work. And the first day of Pesach, you can't work. These three come for a different limit. What the limit is, we'll see next time. That's where we're stopping now. The Mi'ah from Maya downstairs. Say that inside.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.